ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंतां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादम् शङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ हविङ्ग् कम्प्लीटेड् the anubandha chatushtayam, the teacher presented that the qualified student approaches the teacher who is shrotriha and brahmanishtaha, and this teacher in response to the student's interest teaches him using the method of adhyaropa apavadaha. That's where we stopped last class. Using the method of superimposition and negation, the teacher teaches Brahma Vidya. What is Adhyaropaha? When it is said, using this method of Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya, Apavada Nyaya, the teacher teaches, the question arises naturally, what is Adhyaropa, Adhyaropaha, and what is Apavadaha? What is that method of teaching? How the teacher teaches using that method? So the teacher explains, here the Acharya explains, Adhyaropaha means vastuni avastvaropaha. This is what we saw last class. Vastuni avastvaropaha. Superimposition of avastu upon the vastu is called adhyaropaha. Now the teacher is not going to talk about apavadaha at all. Now first we need to understand what is adhyaropaha. So he, adhyaropaha means the superimposition of avastu upon the vastu. When this is said, what does the word vastu mean? What is vastu? What is avastu? Only if we know what is vastu and what is avastu, then we can understand what is superimposed upon what, how. Therefore, what is vastu is the next question, isn't it? So that again we saw the answer. Satchidanandam Advayam Brahma Vastu. I also explained The very word vastu means vasati, asti iti vastu. That which exists, that which alone is vastu. We can say the reality, the truth, that which alone is vastu. Literally, any existent object can be indicated by the word vastu. Generally, any existent object is vastu. Now, pustakam asti. So, pustakam is a vastu. Mike asti. Mike is a vastu. Flower asti. Flower is a vastu. Any object which exists generally is taken to be a vastu, porul. But here, actually, the vastu means the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, that which alone is vastu. Therefore, what is vastu? And he says, that which alone is satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma. Or satchidanandam, advayam, brahma. Here the word brahma implies the absolute reality. What is absolute reality? With reference to ocean, we say water is reality. With reference to an ornament, gold is reality. Which means, I do not say it is a cause here, that without which ocean cannot exist at all is the reality of the ocean, the reality with reference to an ocean. That without which an ornament cannot exist at all is the reality with reference to an ornament. So, the reality, absolute reality, is that which lends existence. So, here that which lends existence to this entire universe is vastu. And implied by the term Brahma. We are going to understand that later on, elaborately in detail. Because Vedanta Sara book, the textbook is studied here, ultimately to understand what that vastu is. So now we need not see elaborately the meaning of the word vastu. Okay, now. Because it's going to be elaborately discussed later on and you will be understanding it clearly. The whole teaching itself is ultimately to arrive at the vastu, arrive at Brahman, understand what Brahman is. So here vastu is satchit anandam advayam Brahma. And you know the word sat means existence. And chit means awareness or consciousness. Anantam means limitlessness. Anandam means happiness. Satchid anandam, the three words the author has used. Satchid anandam advayam brahma vastu. So, that which alone is the absolute reality, which is of the nature of existence, consciousness, happiness, which is non-dual, which is of the nature of fullness. Even now, we would not have understood what exactly vastu is. Therefore, this definition of vastu we will leave it for time being, because this is going to be understood later on. At least now you know this much. Vastu is that which is, and that which alone is the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman, and which is of the nature of consciousness, existence, happiness and fullness. So next is, he goes to the next word, Ajnanam, isn't it? Avastu. So today we have to see the Avastu. Don't forget why we are seeing Avastu, Vastu now. Should remember now, the teacher is using Adhyaropa Apavada method, and now we need to understand what is Adhyaropa Apavada method, and there we need to understand what is Adhyaropaha, and we know Adhyaropaha means superimposition of Avastu upon the Vastu, and now we are understanding what is, we just saw the little meaning afterward, Vastu. Now we are going to understand first elaborately what is Avastu. Is it clear? Don't forget where we are. Very beautifully the teacher is taking us. Okay. Ajnanadi sakala jada samuhaha Avastu. Ajnanadi sakala jada samuhaha Avastu. I'm sure all of you can memorize the definitions here itself. Ajnana adi sakala jada samuhaha Avastu. So Avastu is, he says, what is Avastu? Sakala jada samuhaha. Sakala jada samuhaha means it's a collection, totality, multitude. So samuhaha. So multitude of or collection of the all the inert objects which constitute the universe, which means the entire manifest universe. The entire universe which we are experiencing is what? Mentioned by the word sakala jada samuhaha. Jada sakala jada samu, sakala means entire. So the entire universe of multitude of the inert objects is what? Sakala jada samuhaha, the universe. This universe is vikritihi, an effect. An effect. Effect means this universe must have had what? The cause, isn't it? The cause is here indicated by the word ajnanam. So ajnanam implies the cause, the universe, and adi sakala jada samuhaha implies the effect, which means the cause of this universe and this entire universe, which is the modification of the cause, is Avastu. Okay, this entire universe, which is the modification of the cause, and the cause is what? Avastu. So cause of this universe is Avastu. This universe, which is modification of that cause, is also what? Avastu. Is it clear? So here, what is the cause here? Ajnanam. He uses the term Ajnanam. You have to be very careful. Ajnanam, the word Ajnanam generally means ignorance. Literally, the meaning of the word Ajnanam is ignorance. Ignorance of anything is meant by the word Ajnanam. But here, the word Ajnanam means Prakritihi. Prakritihi. Please understand, Ajnanam means Prakritihi. Prakritihi means the original, subtlest matter. Or I can say matter in its original, subtlest form, known by the term Prakritihi, is here mentioned by the word, meant by the word Ajnanam. So, matter in its original form and its modification, this universe, is what? Avastu. So, causal form of the universe also, cause of the universe is avyaktam. Okay, unmanifest form is avastu. And karya rupam, the effect also is what? Avastu. And this, therefore, prakritihi, should understand, it's not like the ignorance of chemistry, ignorance of music, ignorance of languages, not like that. Here, ignorance, here, ajnanam means prakritihi. You can call it Moola Ajnanam. That's why we use two words. Generally, to mean ignorance of something is meant by the word Ajnanam. But Moola Ajnanam, Moola Avidya means Prakritihi. You can say Moola Avidya, Moola Vidya, or Moola Ajnanam, Moola Ajnanam, or Prakritihi. All these words mean what? The matter in its original, subtlest form. Even before the creation of, before the evolution of the mind, what was there originally is called Prakritihi. That Prakritihi is meant by the word Ajnanam. Therefore, Ajnanam, the Prakriti, and its modification, this universe, what both are avastus. Both come under the category of avastu. Okay. Now, the question comes naturally, when you talk about ajnanam, the matter and its modification, the entire universe, which constitutes multitude of objects, inert objects, is avastu, and its cause also is avastu, means, and here the question comes, now what is ajnanam? What's the next question here? Avastu is ajnanam, you understood. Ajnana karyam, the effect of ajnanam, matter, the universe also is avastu, understood. Now the question comes, what is that matter? What is ajnanam? So what is prakritihi? Is it clear? Please remember, when I say don't take it as ignorance. What is ajnanam? Next question should have come in your mind already. So the teacher is going to teach now. So, we are going to understand the nature of Prakriti, the nature of Moola Ajnanam, nature of Moola Avidya, nature of Prakritihi. Ajnana Swarupam Kim. prakritehe swarupam kim. What is the nature? No? Why, if you understand the nature of prakriti, then you can resolve it later on easily, isn't it? For here, the question is coming. What is the nature of the ignorance, ajnanam here, prakriti here? Let us see here. Now here, remember, definition of aprakriti. Look at this. Ajnanam tu sadasadbhyam anirvachaniyam sadasadbhyam anirvachaniyam trigunatmakam jnana virodhi bhavarupam yat kinchid iti vadanti aham ajnaha ityadi anubhavat devatma shaktim swagunair nigodham ityadi shrutescha. The whole thing is definition of ajnanam, which means definition of prakritihi. Here he says, what is this matter? Does it really matter? It should. He says, sad asadbhyam. First, each word you have to understand. Prakritihi or ajnanam is sad asadbhyam anirvachaniyam. See, nirvachaniyam means that which can be defined. Anirvachaniyam means which cannot be defined. This is the definition of prakriti. Which means what? Non-definable. For you to define something, it must be either sat or asat. Is it? Then you can say it is sat or you can say it is asat. What is sat? What is sat? You should understand first. Sat means that which exists in all three periods of time. That which exists in all three periods of time means Trishu Kaleshu Tishtati Iti Sat. This definition, do you all remember where you heard it? In Tattva Bodha, isn't it? Trishu Kaleshu Tishtati Iti Sat. That which exists in all three periods of time, which means that which cannot be negated at all, is Trikala Abadhitam Satyam. That which cannot be negated at all any time is what? Sat. Isn't it? But what about this prakriti? What about ajnanam? Ajnanam is not sat. You cannot say ajnanam is sat. Mad prakriti is sat, you cannot say, because prakriti ajnanam will be negated in the wake of knowledge. Isn't it? When the ajnanam can be there, as long as knowledge does not arise, isn't it? But ajnanam will be negatable. Ajnanam is negatable. Prakriti is resolvable. Negatable, resolvable. Therefore, it cannot come under the category of Sat. Therefore, Sat is that which cannot be negated at all, that which exists in all three periods of time, whereas this Ajnanam happens to be something which is resolvable, which is negatable, it cannot come under the category of Sat. Then what is Asat? What is Asat? Asat is that which does not exist at all is Asat. Okay, real and unreal. Sat and Asat, if you say, real and unreal. So this matter, the Prakriti, is neither real nor unreal. Because real means, real is that which cannot be negated at all, which exists in all three periods of time. And unreal is that which need not be negated. Why? Because it is, does not exist at all, isn't it? What is not there need not be negated. But can you say this, what about this Prakriti? Prakriti is not something which is not existent. It is not something non-existent. Why? It is very much there in the form of the universe. We are experiencing the universe. Isn't it? So Prakriti, the matter, is available for Ajnanam, the Prakriti, the matter is available for experience in the form of the universe. Therefore, we cannot say it is not there at all. Even ignorance is available for experience. So we cannot say it is not, we can't say it is not existent at all. Therefore, it is neither unreal nor is it real. It is neither Sat nor Asat. If ignorance is Asat, avidya is Mula Vidya, Mula Prakritihi. This Prakritihi is not non-existent at all. It need not be negated. We need not talk about it at all. It is very much there, isn't it? Therefore, he says, Sat Asadbhyam Anirvachaniyam. That which is non-definable as Sat or as Asat. This is the first meaning. Okay, we say what is Prakriti, what is original matter, what is Mula Vidya, Mula Jnanam. See, I am using so many terms, don't get confused. Because later on, so that which is neither real nor unreal, that which is neither Sat nor Asat, that which cannot be negated at all, that which cannot be negated as unreal, that which cannot be defined as unreal because it is very much there, available for experience, but that which is negatable, therefore it is not real also. Therefore, that which is neither real nor unreal, that which is non-definable as Sat or Asat is called Sat Asadbhyam Anirvachaniyam. Is it clear? Next, each word you have to remember. Then Trigunatmakam. Trigunatmakam. Ajnanam Trigunatmakam. Ajnanam, Ajnanam Sat Asadbhyam Anirvachaniyam. Ajnanam Trigunatmakam. This original Ajnanam, the matter, is Prakriti, is of the three, is endowed with three powers, three inseparable powers. In fact, we can say this is one three-stranded string, in the exercise, three powers. And known by three different names, Sattva Gunaha, Rajo Gunaha, and Tamo Gunaha. The power of knowing, the power of activity, and the power of inertia, this Jnana Shaktihi, Kriyashakti Icha Shakti. Kriyashakti Dravyashakti. I repeat it. Jnana Shakti Kriyashakti Dravyashakti. These three powers are given three different names, manifest as what? Sattva Gunaha, Rajo Gunaha, Tamo Gunaha. But this one matter, okay, is endowed with three powers, note, are called three gunas. What trigunatmakam? Ajnanam is endowed with three gunas. Tad asadbhyam anirvachaniyam trigunatmakam. Then jnana virodhi. Each word you have to see. Jnana virodhi. Virodhi means enemy. Jnana virodhi means opposed to knowledge. Ajnanam is opposed to knowledge. Here, generally, people have this problem. People mistake ignorance for absence of knowledge. So here the question comes, does it mean absence of knowledge or that which is opposed to knowledge? Because whenever this nyang, particle, is added, like satyam, asatyam, dharmaha, adharmaha, arogyam, anarogyam, like this, now the opposite words we use. So, here the word, added to this jnanam, ajnanam, like dharmaha, adharmaha, jnanam, ajnanam, satyam, asatyam. So, the added to this, does it mean absence or opposition? Is opposed to jnanam or absence of jnanam? So, we should be very careful. It does not mean absence of knowledge. You know why? Absence of knowledge is not ignorance here. Not ajnanam here. Absence of jnanam is not ajnanam here. Ajnanam here means that which is opposed to jnanam. That which is opposed to jnanam, in whose presence this ajnanam will be resolved. You know, virodhi means enemy. The whose presence will chase this ajnanam away. Isn't it? Whose entry will drive this ajnanam away. In whose presence the ajnanam will resolve, will disappear. Isn't it? Is the enemy. Therefore, jnana virodhi means that which is opposed to knowledge. Is it clear or not? Suppose even dharmaha, adharmaha, when you say, what is adharmaha? Absence of dharma or opposed to the dharma? No, dharmam acharati. Adharmam acharati. When you say, dharmam acharati means one who follows dharma. Somebody is following dharma. Adharmam acharati means adharmam karoti. No? Adharma karyam karoti. When you say, what does it mean? One cannot do something what is absence, isn't it? Absence of adharma cannot be done, performed. So here, what it means that which is opposed to, what is not dharma is done. Isn't it? Similarly here also, ajnanam. Here, jnana virodhi. Ajnanam, this is opposed to knowledge. Why? Because in the wake of the knowledge, this ajnanam will resolve. Even not ajnanam means what? Generally, knowledge of mic will eliminate the ignorance of mic. Isn't it? Therefore, knowledge of the mic is opposed to what? No. Ignorance of mic. So, ignorance of mic is opposed to knowledge of mic. in whose presence, in the presence of knowledge, ignorance cannot exist. Not only that, here, in the wake of the knowledge, even the entire matter will be resolved, isn't it? Therefore, jnana virodhi. Is it clear or not? In whose presence ignorance cannot exist at all. In whose presence ignorance will be resolved for good. Therefore, it is said to be the something opposed to knowledge. Okay. Next is bhava rupam. Ajnanam is bhava rupam. You have to see the meaning of each word here. Each word defines ajnanam here. Bhava rupam means, see, that which is existent is called bhava rupam. That which does not exist is called abhava rupam. So can we say then this ignorance is absolutely non-existent? This ajnanam, is it non-existent? It is not non-existent. It is not abhava rupam. It is not something abhava rupam means non-existent. Is it a bhava rupam? It is there, isn't it? Bhava rupam. But it is existent. If it is existent means, what is the nature, how it is existent? It is not absolutely existent, nor is absolutely non-existent. It has somewhat existence. Some sort of existence it has, isn't it? Ajnanam has some existence. Inexplicable existence. That's why we already said that anirvachaniyam, isn't it? So here he says, yat kinchit bhava rupam. Yat kinchit means what? It is not something non-existent. Ajnanam is something, not something non-existent. Prakriti is not non-existent. But nor is it absolutely existent also. Therefore, bhava rupam, it is not absolutely non-existent, but it is not absolutely existent also. Then how do you say that? Yat kinchit. Yat kinchit means it has some existence. That next is what, if you see, yat kinchit, that word yat kinchit implies edo irupadu pol irikkirathu. No, yat kinchit indicates here this prakriti, this ajnanam is something which is as though. That yat kinchit indicates what? As though. That which is as though. If you want the example, I can give. See, if we take this ocean, and here we can say the water is with reference to ocean. Don't take water as reality here, okay? Only example. And later on don't come and ask me, is water reality? So I'm only giving example. With reference to ocean, water is bhava rupam. Isn't it? Bhava rupam means what? Jalam bhava rupam. Means which has existence. Which is existent. And what about the ocean namarupa? Ocean is a name and form, isn't it? That namarupam, name and form, can we say name and form ocean is abhava rupam? No. Name and form ocean is not abhava rupam. Is it clear? If it is not abhava rupam, what is it then? Bhava rupam. It is there. Why? Because we are experiencing it. We are experiencing the name of, we are experiencing the form ocean, form which is indicated by the name ocean, isn't it? We are experiencing the form of the water known by the word, term, name ocean. Which means this name and form ocean is not abhava rupam. Is it clear? At the same time, we cannot say it is absolutely bhava rupam also. Without the water, it cannot have existence. Therefore, how do you call it? It has some existence, some sort of existence it has. Isn't it? That's what it says, yat kinchit. So, the name and form ocean, with reference to ocean, is as though existent. So, bhava rupaha means absolutely existent. Abhava rupaha means absolutely non-existent. But that which is as though existent means, what to say? Yat kinchit bhava rupam. Bhava rupam yat kinchit. Bhava rupam yat kinchit means that which has some sort of existence, some form of existence. What form of existence? That which is as though. That which has dependent existence. Is it clear? Therefore, yat kinchit bhava rupam. Okay, now next question comes. So, all each word defines very beautifully. Sad asadbhyam anirvachaniyam trigunatmakam jnana virodhi bhava rupam yat kinchit. Have you got it? The next. How do we know this ajnanam is? Ajnanam is. How do we experience ajnanam? We experience this universe, that is a different thing. It's a ajnana karyam. Is it? It's a product of ajnanam, prakriti. But here, ajnanam, ignorance here, whenever you say, aham ajnaha, aham ajnaha means I am ignorant. When do you say I am ignorant? When you do not know something, you say I am ignorant. I do not know French. I do not know music. I do not know cooking. I do not know something. I do not know. When you say I do not know, what does it mean? Ignorance. Your ignorance is known or not? Tell me. Ignorance is known. So that ignorance is known to whom? To you. So there was sakshi pratyaksham, isn't it? Sakshi pratyaksham means ignorance is that which is available for witness perception. The sakshi pratyaksham. You know your ignorance, isn't, don't you? Therefore, aham ajnaha means I am ignorant. I am ignorant of French, I am ignorant of language, I am ignorant of something. When you say that my ignorance, is it? So, ignorance is available. How do we know ignorance is there? Ignorance, this ajnanam, is available for perception. Whose perception? Sakshi pratyaksham. Directly known. Not for ignorance, not available for sense perception, thought, isn't it? Ignorance obtains as a thought for, available for sakshi pratyaksham. You know. Is it clear now? Because you have to understand sakshi pratyaksham means what? Well, he says, what is the proof that ajnanam is? What is the proof that ajnanam is? The proof is you experience ajnanam. It is available for your experience. As what? Sakshi pratyaksham. Is it clear? As for your own witness. You witness it. It's available for witness perception. Iti anubhavat. Aham ajnaha iti anubhavat. So this is the definition of non-definable ajnanam. Is it clear? So when the teacher here, this Vedanta Sara teacher defined this non-definable Ajnanam, Prakriti as such, and he also quotes a verse from another Upanishad. This quotation is from here, Shvetashvatara Upanishad here. Devatma Shaktim, say no?
Devatma Shaktim.
Swagunair Nigudham. He calls this Ajnanam, Mula Ajnanam, as what? Devatma Shaktihi. Swagunaihi Nigudha. Devatma Shaktihi means what? You look at this. Deva means effulgent. Atma means self. So effulgent self here is Devatma. Shaktihi means power. So the power of the self. Brahma Shaktihi, Atma Shaktihi. The power, the absolute power. No, the power, the primordial power, Devatma Shaktihi, Brahma Shaktihi, Atma Shaktihi means what? The power of the self, the power of Brahman, the effulgent reality is what? Devatma Shaktihi. Which means what he says, that power is now inexplicable, subtlest power of Brahman. Is called Devatma Shaktihi. That power alone is what? Original matter, which was there even before the mind evolved. Okay, that power, why is it called Prakriti, is known by the term Ajnanam? Because it is of the nature of ignorance. It is of the nature of inertness. And that power alone obtains, available for understanding as what? As Ajnanam. Whenever you say, I do not know, that ignorance is what? Actually, ignorance also is the nature of that power. Understand? Ignorance is the nature of that power. Inertness is the nature of that power. And that power cannot be defined as Sat. It cannot be said to be non-existent also. Therefore, it is something, that which is non-definable as Sat and Asat, and that which is endowed with the three gunas, and this is opposed to knowledge. Why? Because in the wake of knowledge, this ignorance will be what now? Resolved. Dissolvable. Therefore, it's opposed to knowledge. And this is, we cannot say it is something non-existent absolutely. At the same time, it is very much existent. But still, it is not absolutely existent also. It has some sort of existence that it is as though. Which means it enjoys only dependent existence. That's what we say what now? Bhavarupaha, abhavarupaha, yatkinchit bhavarupaha. Okay, let's say what? Bhavarupam, abhavarupam, yatkinchit bhavarupam. Yatkinchit bhavarupam means what? That which has dependent existence, some sort of existence. Therefore, that is, and that which is available for experience as ignorance obtaining in one's own mind for every individual. Is it clear? And this Prakriti alone, which is of the nature of ignorance, which is available for one's experience also, as ignorance of something. And this is what is mentioned in the Upanishad also, as what? Devatma Shakti. No, we usually use these different words, Brahma Shakti, Atma Shakti, etc. And here the Upanishad in quotation presents the word Devatma Shakti. Understand? Hidden by its own gunas. So Gunaihi Nigudham. But that is not important here. the Upanishad also talks about that power of reality. Devatma Shakti. Is it clear? Okay. Now we'll go to the next. Now slowly he's going to introduce. This prakritihi, this ajnanam associated with Ishvara gets the name Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. The same matter associated with the Jiva gets the name Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi. Which means this Prakriti is of two, here we are going to talk about, okay. The Prakriti is presented as two types. Here, look at this. One Prakritihi, one matter alone, is said to be Samashti Prakritihi and Vyashti Prakritihi. We'll see that here. See this 35th sentence. Idam Ajnanam. Samashti, Vyashti, Abhiprayena, Yekam, Anekam, Iticha, Vyavahriyate. So this one matter, one Prakritihi, this one Ajnanam is said to be Samashti and Vyashti, mentioned by these two words, Samashti Prakritihi, Vyashti Prakritihi. Or Samashti Ajnanam, Vyashti Ajnanam. So Samashti Vyashti means what? Samashti means collectively called Samashtihi, means collection, totality is Samashti. Vyashti means one individual is called Vyashti. So Samashti Prakritihi, Vyashti Prakritihi, Samashti Ajnanam, Vyashti Ajnanam. Now this one mat, one Prakritihi, one Ajnanam is said to be, Samashti Prakritihi, Vyashti Prakritihi, Samashti Ajnanam, Vyashti Ajnanam means, what is that? He's going to explain later on now, okay? You should ask me, what is Samashti Prakritihi? The question must have come in by now, no? What is Samashti Prakritihi? Look at this. Tathahi yatha vrikshanam samashtyabhiprayena vanam iti yekatva vyapadeshah. Look at this. Listen to me carefully. If you see one given tree, one particular tree, any one tree is known as what? Tree. A tree. Vrikshaha in Sanskrit is called tree, isn't it? When you see any one tree, you call it a tree. That is a tree. Suppose in a given location, in a given area, if you see many trees collectively and a collection of all the trees obtaining, in a given area can be known by one word, forest. Isn't it? You can say a tree, trees. instead of using this plural expression trees, what do you say? A forest. A forest is a singular word, a singular collective noun. A singular collective noun, isn't it? Which indicates a collection of many, 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 many trees together. Is it clear? No, so samashti is called vanam. In Sanskrit we call it a forest is samashti. Tree, a tree is vyashti. We use English terms, okay? A tree is vyashti name. A forest is a singular noun, but still it is, what now? It is a singular noun indicating collectively all the trees together. A forest, is it? In Sanskrit, we say vrikshaha. Ekaha vrikshaha bahunam vrikshanam samuhaha. Is it? Many trees put together is what? Vanam. Vrikshaha vanam. So vrikshaha is vyashti, tree, and vanam is samashti, of the trees, collection of the trees. Is it clear? In the same way, he gives one more example. Let us see the example first, then we go to what is samashti ajnanam. Okay, samashti prakritihi. There is a wave. One wave. All the waves collectively called what? Ocean, isn't it? So, tarangaha samudraha. A wave and a collection of waves is what? Ocean. Ocean is one word indicating collectively all the waves together. Similarly, we can say one tank full of water or many, many, many gallons of, you know, millions of tanks of water together, collectively stored in one place. It's called a reservoir of water, isn't it? So, one tank full of water, okay, so jalam, simply jalam, jala tarangaha, no, a water, wave of water, because reservoir of what? Jalashayaha. Asmin, no, jalashayaha. Jalashayaha means a reservoir of water where all the water is kept collectively together. Reservoir called jalashayaha. Is it clear? In the same way, there is no difference. What you want to understand is, collectively, similarly, ajnanam obtaining in a given individual. Ajnanam obtaining in a given individual is vyashti ajnanam. The same ajnanam obtaining in all the individuals collectively is indicated by the word samashti. Is it clear? Samashti, vyashti. Ajnanam obtaining in a given individual is vyashti. And the same ajnanam obtaining in all the individuals collectively is known by the term samashti. Ajnanam. Is it clear? Samashti, vyashti. See, he says here, tathahi yatha vrikshanam samashti abhiprayena vanam iti So vyapadeshaha, there is, no, there is a collection of the trees, a collection of many, many, many trees located in a given area, viewed together as what? As vanam. Is it? Referred to as vanam. Similarly, yathava jalanam samashti abhiprayena jalashayaha iti. The same way, collection of, isn't it, water together is said to be what now? Jalashayaha. Jalashayaha. Similarly, he says, tatha nanatvena, nanatvena as many, pratibhasa mananam, no, appearing as many, jivagata ajnananam, jivagata ajnanam, the same, one and the same ajnanam, obtaining in many individuals, appearing as many ignorances, isn't it? Appearing as many. In you there is ajnanam, in her there is ajnanam, in him there is ajnanam, in all of you there is ajnanam, each one of you there is ajnanam, in me there is ajnanam, isn't it? So ajnanam obtaining in all the individuals. So vyaktigata ajnananam nanatvena bhasamana, as though many, one ajnanam appearing, obtaining in many individuals, individual jivas, jivagata ajnanam. Jivagata ajnanam means what? Ajnanam obtaining in a given individual is jivagata ajnanam. The same ajnanam, what now? Appearing as what now? Appearing as many. Nanatvena bhasamana. So this ignorance, one ignorance, obtaining in many individual jivas, shining as though many, isn't it? Many, collectively viewed is called what? Samashti ajnanam. Okay? So one word we are using, samashti ajnanam. Samashti ajnanam means, one word we are using, like how vanam, a forest, one word is used to indicate all the trees collectively. Similarly, samashti ajnanam, samashti is the word here used to indicate the ajnanam obtaining in all the individuals together collectively. Is it clear? In fact, how Swamiji tells this, you know, vyashti samashti. One citizen of the society, a given individual citizen who is a voter, one who votes in election, during election time, no? The person who is a voter, who votes, the voter with one vote becomes the ruled over. Ruled over person, isn't it? The one person who is voted by many individuals, who has the votes of many individuals, so voted by many individuals, who has the collectively all the votes, becomes the ruler over. Is it clear? It's homages. It's a good example, isn't it? Who is the ruler over? The one who rules over. One individual who is voted, but having collectively all the votes, elected and selected and voted, becomes the ruler over. with one vote is ruled over, isn't it? Collectively, all the votes means ruler. Remember this, okay? Ruler over, ruled over. So, who is superior, who is inferior? The inferiority and superiority only in terms of, isn't it? Samashti means superior. Vyashti means inferior. That's all. Iyam, say no?
Iyam.
Samashtihi.
Samashtihi.
Iyam samashtihi. Iyam samashtihi means this prakritihi, this ajnanam, collective ajnanam. Samashtihi means what now? This collective ajnanam. The collective ajnanam, the ajnanam obtaining in all the individual jivas known as samashti ajnanam. Is it samashtihi? Utkrishta upadhi utaya. Becomes what now? Now enjoys the superiority. Utkrishta means becomes exalted, superior. Okay. Upadhi. So, enjoying the status of being the exalted upadhi, the samashti ajnanam, enjoying the status of being the exalted upadhi. Why it is exalted? Being collective is being exalted. Please understand, being collective is what? Being exalted. Being individual is singular is what? Being inferior. So, Utkrishta Upadhi, it enjoys the status of, I know what doubt would have come now. What is Upadhi you are going to ask? You have to wait here now, okay? Enjoying the status of being the exalted Upadhi, superior upadhi, due to its collectiveness, togetherness, is called what now? Vishuddha pradhana prakritihi. Vishuddha sattva pradhana. Vishuddha sattva pradhana. Sattva pradhana prakriti means the matter which is predominantly sattvic. I tell you, the samashti ajnanam or samashti prakritihi enjoys the status of being the exalted upadhi. Upadhi means manifesting medium. At present, take it as that way. This samashti ajnanam, samashti prakritihi enjoys the status of being the superior exalted upadhi manifesting medium. Therefore, why? Because of its exalted, why? Because of its collectiveness. And this is known, because it is superior, it is given a new name. Samashti is given a name. Now, naming ceremony. Okay? Who is named here? Samashti Prakritihi. Samashti Ajnanam, which has the status of being the manifesting medium. Which manifesting medium? Exalted superior manifesting medium gets the name Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. Say it now. Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi or Shuddha Sattva Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. You have to learn this. Shuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. If you want in English, a Prakriti which is predominantly sattvic. A predominantly sattvic matter. Now I can ask you the question, what is predominantly sattvic matter? Predominantly sattvic matter is nothing but the matter which enjoys the status of being a superior, exalted, manifesting medium. What is that matter which enjoys the status of being the superior, exalted, manifesting medium? That which is, what no, the ajnanam in collective, with collective, isn't it? The samashti ajnanam. Ignorance collectively is what? Superior. Is it clear or not? You have to do lot of homework hereafter. So, sattva pradhana prakritihi. You know, or you can say what? No. Shuddha sattva pradhana prakritihi. Sattva pradhana prakritihi. Say?
Sattva pradhana prakritihi.
Shuddha sattva pradana prakriti.
Shuddha sattva pradana prakriti.
Vishuddha sattva pradana prakriti.
Vishuddha sattva pradana prakriti.
Because I use sattva pradana, shuddha sattva pradana, vishuddha sattva pradana, don't get confused. All these words mean the same. You can say predominantly sattvic matter. What makes it predominantly sattvic? Collectiveness. What makes it superior? Collectiveness. What makes it exalted? Collectiveness. What is the name for the collectiveness? No, samashti. Okay, what the manifesting medium is? Upadhi. Upadhi is something to be explained. We are going to see the meaning of the upadhi later on. Now, take it as manifesting medium. Now, you should ask the question, what is the manifesting medium of what? Isn't it? This matter, what is this matter? This ajnanam, this samashti ajnanam, which is utkrishta. Tata, it enjoys the exaltedness, it enjoys the superiority in terms of what now? Being the manifesting medium, manifesting medium, and it is known by the term a matter which is predominantly sattvic. Sattva pradhana prakritihi. I can give you small to remember this. What is Vyashti? What do you think the Vyashti? Now you can understand, Sattva is superior, isn't it? So Vyashti is called Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi. Or you can say Malina Sattva. Malina Sattva means, you know, not predominantly Sattvic, predominantly Rajasic. A predominantly Rajasic matter. Predominantly rajasic matter is Vyashti Ajnanam. Predominantly sattvic matter is Samashti Ajnanam. What predominantly sattvic is Samashti, predominantly rajasic is Vyashti. So Vyashti is inferior, Samashti is superior. In what way do you say why it is? The collectiveness makes it superior and individuality makes it what? Inferior. That's all. They are not two different matters, okay? We say one is predominantly rajasic. The predominantly rajasic matter is said to be inferior matter. Inferior means what? Because it is not samashti. It is not samashti, that's all. Whereas samashti is superior because it is samashti. Being the samashti is what? No, the collectiveness makes it superior and non-collectiveness makes it inferior. Rajav pradhana prakritihi. So predominantly rajasic matter is what? Individual, the ajnanam. Obtaining in and given individual is Rajapradana Prakritihi. Ajnanam obtaining in all the different individuals collectively, not samashti ajnanam, is what? Sattva pradhana prakritihi. Is it clear? I had to say all these things to make it very clear. Okay, now the question comes. Now we have understood what? We have not yet touched Vyashti Ajnanam. You are leaving the Vyashti Ajnanam for this week, this class. Okay. Today we are only focusing on what is Samashti Ajnanam. We started with the original matter, Prakriti, and we understood the definition of matter. And that, then we understood that matter alone obtains as what? Ajnanam in an individual, and the same matter obtains as what? Same ajnanam obtains in all the individuals, collectively known as samashti ajnanam, vyashti ajnanam. And collectiveness makes the samashti ajnanam superior, and non-collectiveness makes the vyashti ajnanam inferior. Therefore, the samashti ajnanam, because of its superiority, it enjoys the status of being the superior exalted manifesting medium. It is known as what? Predominantly sattvic matter, vishuddha sattva pradhana prakritihi. And this Vyashti Ajnanam is called what now? Malina Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. Called what? We can say, don't worry, we'll take this. Is predominantly Rajasic matter. Now the question comes, we are stopping the Vyashti Ajnanam time being. Now we are only focusing on the Samashti Ajnanam. The Samashti Ajnanam or samashti prakritihi, is it clear now? Samashti ajnanam, which is utkrishta upadhita, which enjoys the utkrishta upadhita, which means what? Which has the status of being the superior upadhi, which enjoys the status of being the exalted upadhi, I said. Upadhi means manifesting medium. This samashti ajnanam, the ajnanam collectively enjoys the status of being the superior manifesting medium, means what is that which is manifest? The manifesting medium for what? Manifesting medium of which? Consciousness. Now, don't ask me consciousness. What is consciousness? What we are going to study later on, isn't it? Here, the teacher now slowly introduces the consciousness which we have yet to understand. Okay? The consciousness, man, this utkrishta upadhi, this samashti ajnanam, samashti prakritihi, which enjoys the status of being the superior exalted manifesting medium for consciousness. This predominantly sattvic matter, serves as a manifesting medium of consciousness. So consciousness manifests in this. The samashti ajnanam gets the name Ishwaraha. Who is Ishwaraha? Understood now? Ishwaraha is not. Consciousness by itself is what? Consciousness unassociated with, unconnected with, we don't need it. No, we don't. Consciousness has this Ishwara status. Only when associated with this manifesting medium, this is the samashti ajnanam. This teacher, no, he has a way of developing the teaching. He takes you like this. That's why every class he had to do some homework and come. It'd be easy. Now you have come to, today you have learnt what? Now we are not touching Vyashti Ajnanam at all. We have come to only Samashti Ajnanam. Samashti Ajnanam means Ajnanam obtaining in all the individuals collectively. You know the term Samashti Ajnanam. And collectiveness makes Ajnanam superior exalted. And this superior exalted, this Ajnanam, Samashti Ajnanam, serves as manifesting medium for consciousness. And the consciousness associated with this Samashti Ajnanam gets the status of being the Ishwaraha. Is it clear now? You understood what now? Ishwaraha, the Lord. Don't go and search for the Lord anywhere else. So once Ishwaraha means, what all should, Ishwara means what all the Lord should have, isn't it? We are going to see that now. Next. Yetadu upahitam chaitanyam. Upahitam chaitanyam means manifest consciousness. The pure consciousness manifest in this Samashti Ajnanam becomes Ishwaraha, gets the Ishwara status. The status alone is a given, isn't it? Consciousness does not become the Ishwara. Consciousness is given the status, Ishwara status. Sarvajnyatva, Sarveshwaratva, Sarvaniyantrutvadi, Gunakam. Okay. Now we can understand this predominantly sattvic matter. You should remember when I say predominantly sattvic matter, when I say Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi, you should know Samashti Ajnanam, isn't it? And this is the manifesting medium. And for consciousness. So the consciousness associated with this Samashti Ajnanam called Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi gets the Ishwara status. And as Ishwara, even now it's called Upadhi. Isn't the manifesting medium is Upadhi. Why the manifesting medium is called Upadhi? Upadhi is a technical term, we will explain later on. Why a manifesting medium is called Upadhi, that explanation we'll see later on. Now you know it, Upadhi means a manifesting medium, isn't it? This manifesting medium is the consciousness manifest in this Upadhi. The manifesting medium is Ishwara. And here, what all the status comes now? Consciousness now, what now? Nirupadika Chaitanyam has become now Sopadika Chaitanyam. Sopadikam means what? The one with Upadhi. The consciousness associated with Upadhi is called Sopadikam. Okay, Sopadika means consciousness associated with Upadhi, the manifesting medium, is called what? Manifest consciousness is Sopadikaha. Sopadikam Chaitanyam. Sa Upadhi or Sopadikam. Sopadikam Chaitanyam means consciousness associated with the manifesting medium. Who do you say bachelor and married? Married is the one after marriage with the wife is married. Before marriage, without the wife is bachelor. Now here also, pure consciousness is what we say, don't think two people are not there, okay? Don't imagine all those things. When I say sopadikam means consciousness associated with the manifesting medium, the manifest consciousness is called sopadikam. Sopadikam is Ishwaraha. Hereafter you have to study well. You have to really be with the teaching. Do some homework and come. Now, as Ishvara, what now? So, Sagunam. So, Nirguna Chaitanyam becomes what now? Saguna Ishvaraha. One who is endowed with attributes. The attributeless consciousness associated with the manifesting medium, the Upadhi, as manifest consciousness becomes sopadhikaha Ishwaraha, becomes what now? Sagunaha, the one with attributes. So what are the attributes? Come now, look at this. Sarvajnyatvam. Sarvajnyatvam means omniscience. Sarva Ishwaratvam, overlordship. Sarva Niyantrutvam. Sarva Niyanta. Three words. Sarva Niyanta means all ordainer, all controller. No? All ordainer. Karma, the bestower of fruits of actions. Sarva Niyanta. So, Sarvajnaha means all-knowing, omniscient. The Lord, the consciousness enjoying the status of being the Lord, now has these attributes. What is that? Omniscient, all-knowing. Sarvajnaha means all-knowing. Who is Sarvajnaha? The Lord. Who is the Lord? Consciousness associated with Samashti Upadhi. Samashti Ajnanam Upadhi. Is it clear now? Without this Upadhi, consciousness cannot have Ishvara status and all-knowing status also. Is it clear now? That all-knowing, omniscient, the status comes to the Lord, all-knowing. Then, Sarva Ishwaraha enjoys the status of being the Lord of everything. Just now I told you, the voted becomes the ruled over, the voted becomes the ruler. Then here also what now? Here the consciousness of man associated with this manifesting medium, which manifesting medium? Samashti Ajnanam, Shuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi, enjoys the status of being the Lord of the whole. Sarva Ishwaratvam. In all these different states, Sarvajnya, all knowing. Sarveshwaraha, the Lord of everything. Then Sarva Niyantrutvam, Sarva Niyanta. Sarva Niyanta means the ordainer, the sustainer, the controller of everything. The one who determines the results of actions, the fruits of actions, remaining as the very law and order. One who enjoys the status of being the very law and order is called Sarva Niyanta. Okay, Sarva Niyanta means Sarva Niyanta is the one who obtains as the very law and order. So all these become attributes of the Lord now. Sarvajnaha is one attribute. Sarva Niyanta, another attribute. Sarva, Sarvajnyatvam means all nouns there. Sarvajnyatvam. சர்வ நியந்திரத்துவம், சர்வ ஈஸ்வரத்துவம். So enjoying the status of being the lord of everything, enjoying the status of being the omniscient, enjoying the status of being the all ordainer, the as being the law and order, then gets now different names. Look at this now. What are all the new names Ishvara gets? You have to get Ishvara status first, then you will get different names. You have to become Mr., isn't it? You have to get married first, then you get different new names, isn't it? Like that, Ishvara also gets new names. What are all the new names? Look at this. Avyaktam. Ishvara also gets the name Avyaktam. Avyaktam means, why Ishvara is called Avyaktam? See, now you are understanding the concept of Ishvara. We have jumped from Samashti Ajnanam to the concept of Ishvara. You can never talk about Ishvara without first talking about Samashti Ajnanam. Samashti Ajnanam. Why? Without knowing who the girl is, can you talk about the marriage of a son? You're talking about the marriage of a son means already the girl must be fixed. No? It's the girl. There's no girl at all, and how can I talk about the marriage? So here also, Ishvara status, don't think of marriage and all those things, two things and all that, okay? I'm just to make you relax, just I'm talking something. Because I don't want you all to sit, because lot of Sanskritam today. That is why I request you people who, I've already started Sanskrit class, and ask our Kevin G, and he patiently sat in my class. So definitely, I think this week, Saturday, even people who do not come for Mandukya Upanishad class also are requested to come for Sanskrit class. You know why? If I have to teach you hereafter this textbook, I see that and don't get frightened of Sanskritam. Okay? I'll teach you so that you can somehow pick up some terms. It's easy. Okay, so here, these names, now, what I just want to say, Ishvara's status itself, who gets? The pure consciousness is not Ishvara. Consciousness, the manifest consciousness alone gets the Ishvara status. The consciousness manifest in what? Consciousness associated with this. Now, Samashti Ajnanam alone gets the Ishvara status. And as Ishvara status means, how does it become? Omniscient, the Lord of everything, then all ordainer, all ordaining law and order. Isn't it? Then, this Ishvara gets new names, Avyaktam. Avyaktam is also name of Ishvaraha. If you ask why Ishvara is given the name Avyaktam, because the one in whom everything remains resolved, the cause and the effect both remain unmanifest. Understand? The one in whom the entire universe remains unmanifest. Remains as the unmanifest cause. It's called Avyaktam. Avyaktam. Then Antaryami. Antaryami is also the status. Is also name of the Lord. Lord is called Sarvantaryami. Beautiful name. Sarvantaryami means the one who remaining as the very existence of everything. Antaha yamayati iti antaryami. as the truth of everything, as the cause of, absolute cause of everything, that which remains is what? Antaryami. One who, that which inheres in everything is Antaryami. That which inheres, that which is inherent is Antaryami. Okay, Ishvara is the one who is inherent in everything as the very truth of everything. For Antaryami. Until the manifestation, there is no Antaryami name. Inheres is Antaryami. The one who is inherent is Antaryami. Okay, so Avyaktam, one name of the Lord. Antaryami, another name. Then what we can say? Jagat Karanam. The Jagat Karanam means the absolute cause of the universe. Okay? We are talking about Ishvara. Don't think of Brahman here, okay? Don't get confused with Mandukya class here. Absolute cause of the universe is Ishvaraha. Jagat Karanam. Therefore what? Ishvaraha, the Lord of the universe, the Lord of the whole. Ishvaraha, the Lord of the whole. Jagat Karanam, the absolute cause of the whole universe. Antaryami, that the one who inheres as the very truth of everything, the one who is inherent in everything is what? Antaryami. Then Avyaktam is unmanifest. All these new names. Now you can understand who is Antaryami. You can say Ishvaraha. Who is Avyaktam? Who is the one in whom everything remains unmanifest? Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? No, other topic will come later. And who is Jagat Karanam? Who is the absolute cause? What is that which is the absolute cause of the whole? Ishvaraha. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord, you can say. Oh, Ishvaraha. Who is Ishvaraha then? The consciousness manifested in or associated with Samashti Ajnanam, called Shuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. Okay? And there's a name. We're going to give another name later on. If I tell you now itself, and you won't come for tomorrow, no. You need to come back. The next class. Iti cha vyapadishyate. Now, sakala. Ajnana avabhasakatvat. Now Ishvara sakala ajnana avabhasakatvat. Lord is the one who enjoys the status of being the illuminator of the matter in its entirety. How many illuminators are there? Just as sun is the only illuminator of the entire world of opaque objects, the only illuminator of the entire material universe is the Lord. Therefore, sarva ajnana avabhasakam. Avabhasakaha. Avabhasakatvat. Okay. Due to the status of being the illuminator of the entire material universe, Lord, no? Ishvara is said to be the Lord, no? Here, sopadikam, sopadika ha Ishvaraha. Sopadika ha is Ishvaraha. The consciousness associated with this matter alone is what? Which matter? Samashti Jnanam is Ishvaraha. Now here, immediately, this author does not want to want to say that he has said something of his own. He wants to quote every small lesson he teaches. He will quote a sentence from some Upanishad, is it? Now he presents the quotation from Mundaka Upanishad. Don't get confused when you read all these sentences. The quotation from the Upanishad is given here just to make us understand this teaching, what is given in Vedanta Sara is authentic teaching. What is given here is not distorted from what the Upanishad says. So there is a verse in Mundaka Upanishad, yes, sarvajnaha sarvavit. The Ishvara is said to be the all-knowing, the one who is endowed with the knowledge of the whole, the one who has knowledge in detail also. Understand? The one who is said to be all-knowing, sarvajnaha means the one who knows everything. The one who knows everything in detail is called sarvavit. So he quotes that. So seeing the quotation, don't get frightened. The quotation is for us to be assured that the teaching is not different from the Upanishadic teaching. Today what you have understood? Ishwaraha. Who is Ishwaraha? Consciousness associated with Upadhi. What is Upadhi? Manifesting medium. And what is that manifesting medium? Samashti Ajnanam. And what is Samashti Ajnanam? Ajnanam obtaining in all the individuals collectively is Samashti Ajnanam. And that Samashti collectiveness makes the Ajnanam what? Superior. Exalted. Therefore, what is it called? Vishuddha Sattva Pradana Prakritihi. And associated with this Vishuddha Sattva Pradana Prakritihi, consciousness gets the Ishvara status. As Ishvara status means what all the names? Omniscience, omniscient, sarvajnatvam, sarva Ishvaratvam and sarva Niyantratvam. So you can say Ishvaraha, you can say sarvajnaha, sarva Niyanta, sarveshwaraha, sarvajnaha, sarva Niyanta, omniscient, all knowing, all ordainer, all ordaining law and order. Then what are the names?
Avyaktam,
Antaryami,
Jagatkaranam.
Avyaktam, Antaryami, Jagatkaranam. Avyaktam, Antaryami, Jagatkaranam. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.